This is Ben Jensen here at KFRM 550 AM, and I'm currently talking to Ryan Stockwell. He works as a manager of grower engagement at Indigo Ag, and we're here at the Commodity Classic, and Ryan's been talking about a couple of different programs that Indigo is offering for producers that are looking to find new ways to increase their sustainability or find different ways to add value to their crops, whether it's carbon credits. So Ryan, can you explain some of those programs for listeners who may be uninformed or just want to learn more?
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. So the first program is our Carbon by Indigo offering, and that is a carbon credit market. So growers can add a new qualifying practice to their operation. So maybe it's reducing tillage, or maybe it's going to full no-till, maybe it's adding some cover crops, and that will then generate a carbon credit, which then buyers are looking for to help reduce their total emissions. So there's a growing demand for those carbon credits. We are seeing significant growth in that demand, as well as an increase in the price for those carbon credits that growers generate. So that's a great opportunity regardless of location of where you're farming. And again, we have agronomists located across the states. We work with a number of partners who can then help you identify what's a good practice that works in your area. And as I always like to say, finding a good practice that helps solve some of the major challenges you're dealing with and to implement those successfully for your operation. The second offering is our sustainable crop program. And both of these are now available through Field Flex. So you have the opportunity to go from one to the other when the opportunity comes up. In that sustainable crop program, that is, you agree to use these practices to grow a specific crop, and that commodity buyer is looking to buy not just the corn or the beans or the wheat, but to know that those commodities are grown in a particular way that allows them to then make a sustainability claim about their final product. It helps them reduce their emissions or their carbon footprint for their product in that product stream. So there are two great opportunities out there for producers thinking about, again, finding additional revenue, increasing sustainability, and always looking to solve major agronomic problems and improve the health of their soil.
So when farmers are looking to put some practices into play to ensure their fields are staying healthy and able to use for multiple years, what are some practices that you'd recommend through these programs or just in general?
Yeah, so again, it always depends on whatever challenges that you're dealing with. You might be in a water-limited environment. In that situation, reducing tillage is a great tool to help conserve and manage that moisture. Cover crops are also an option, but again, obviously, growers in Kansas are familiar with that water limitation. They need to be managed in a particular way to have success with them, and we have experts on hand who can help you identify what is that strategy that makes sense.
And how can producers find more information on these programs, and whether it's through you or a local person that they can reach out to?
Yeah, you can. The easiest path to finding more information is go to indigoag.com. And from there, we can get you connected with an agronomist in your area. You can also go to carbon.indigoag.com, and you can use the carbon calculator to get a sense of what sort of carbon credits and how much additional revenue could you add to your operation by adding some of these practices.
All right. Well, thank you, Ryan, for joining me here for this program here on KFRM 550 AM. Again, everybody, that's Ryan Stockwell. He works as a manager of grower relations at Indigo Ag. Thank you for joining me, Ryan. Again, everybody, this has been Jensen here at KFRM 550 AM.